Evacuations are underway from Florida to South Carolina today as Hurricane Matthew approaches. The Category 4 storm has already caused severe damage in parts of the Caribbean, including Haiti. For the latest, we're joined by Jeff Huffman, meteorologist for the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. He's in Gainesville, Florida. And Jeff, how much have things changed since yesterday with this storm?
Well, as expected, strengthening is taking place, or re-strengthening if you refer to the brief weakening it encountered over the eastern tip of Cuba. But we are solidly looking at a Category 4 hurricane moving through the northwest Bahamas. Landfall, or at least the approach to the coast in Florida, is still expected and on track to be late tonight into tomorrow morning. Some tropical storm conditions will already be spreading across and already are spreading across much of southeast Florida right now.
And does that approach to the coast become in some ways as dangerous as if it were to make landfall, as it sort of goes right up next to the Florida coast on its way north? Can that be just as bad as a landfall?
It certainly can. Some notable differences from, I don't want to say that they're recent hurricanes because they were so long ago, 2004, Francis and Jean. Those were storms that came far inland and really almost moved across the entire peninsula. Certainly had a lot of impact and a lot of damage and destruction, but there was a very defined path across the state. And in regards to the coastal impacts, they were confined to basically near where the storm comes ashore. This is a different situation, in my opinion, a much more unfortunate situation, that we have the potential for hurricane conditions to affect many, many, many more miles of coastline, and not only here in Florida, but potentially up into the Carolinas, because it is expected to parallel the coast, starting potentially as early as, I think it may come very close to the Palm Beach area. More likely closer to Fort Pierce and then moving up into the Space Coast area late tonight.
And we're seeing regular updates from the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, and it seems like the message gets a little louder every time, just telling people in harm's way to get out, evacuate, pay attention to what officials are saying. Do you get the sense that people have taken the precautions or are taking the precautions that they ought to be taking for this storm?
You know, I'm in Gainesville, really far inland. Likely to experience tropical storm force winds, and our store shelves are bare, our hotels are full, you can't find gas. That even though I personally don't have gas in my car right now, that was settling to know that the residents were taking it seriously. The director of the National Hurricane Center said earlier today that residents along the Palm Beach County coast there, and pretty much anyone that's thinking that they're getting away from the storm by going up in a high rise, I wanted to make a point there. He said 30 stories up in a high rise is a whole additional category to a hurricane. So, you know, obviously officials are strongly encouraging. There's still some time that if you can get out now. And for anybody listening in Florida or maybe has friends or family in Florida that are now really starting to take this seriously and think it's too late, you can head to an evacuation shelter and you can find where those are on our mobile app, Florida Storms. You tab over and the open shelters are there live in the app and you can get directions to the nearest one. So I know that could be a last minute decision for many Floridians, and that's what it's there for.
Does it surprise you that this storm is gaining strength as it moves north? Because typically, as storms move north into colder waters, they lose strength.
No, it doesn't surprise me because the waters in this particular area of the Western Atlantic are plenty warm. The wind shear is light. We saw how rapid Matthew strengthened back on Friday in the Eastern Caribbean, an area not typically known for rapid intensification. I was personally wish casting that it would not happen, but our forecast data and the National Hurricane Center forecast strongly suggest there's high confidence that this is a Category 4 approaching the coast late tonight and possibly staying as a major hurricane before it leaves Northeast Florida Friday night.
And after it leaves Northeast Florida, the forecast track has it going up a little further up the coast, maybe to South Carolina, but then going out to sea and kind of hanging around for a little bit.
Right. And we took a lot of questions on our Facebook, on our Florida Storms Facebook Live last night and this morning about should we be worried about a second landfall. We are not focusing on that right now. There's the potential, yes, that it could stay out to sea and be a menace for us for quite a while. But our primary objective right now is that Floridians take this storm very seriously as it approaches the coast late tonight. Not only those along the coast, but folks inland as well. From roughly on the turnpike from Orlando to South Florida, that's where the hurricane force winds could move as far inland as. And then you follow I-4 up to Daytona and Highway 301 up to the Jacksonville area. All of those inland areas are prone to hurricane conditions as the storm passes by.
That's Jeff Huffman, a meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, thanks so much.
My pleasure.